Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today, we continue our series of reports on major issues in the state's U.S. Senate race.
This Senate seat belongs to no one person, no one political party. This is the people's seat.
This is the people's seat. And we will bring it back to the people of Massachusetts.
WBUR business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch examines how Republican incumbent Senator Scott Brown and his Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren differ when it comes to government regulation of financial services.
There may be no other issue where the candidate positions are more distinct.
You really have two candidates, one who's backed by Wall Street and one who Wall Street has disdain for.
That's Mark Williams, a finance professor at Boston University. Maybe the best place to see the difference is in a single piece of legislation on which both Senator Scott Brown and his challenger, Elizabeth Warren, left some pretty big fingerprints.
On this vote, the yeas are 60 and the nays are 38.
A little law called Dodd-Frank.
President Warren having voted in the affirmative, the motion is agreed to.
2 years ago, Scott Brown was one of three Republicans to join Democrats in a key vote that paved the way for final passage of the financial overhaul bill. The senator touted his pivotal role in a video to constituents.
When some of my colleagues were saying that the bill would be bad for our economy, reduce lending and kill jobs, I kept an open mind, as I always do, and instead I went to work to make it better. I spent my time working on amendments to protect our troops from financial scams and to make sure that mortgages are safer. I also worked with Congressman Barney Frank to avoid overregulating the kinds of safe financial firms that we have in Massachusetts.
But he also extracted a lot of concessions.
Finance professor and former Federal Reserve Examiner Mark Williams says before lending support to Dodd-Frank, Brown asked for some notable changes.
Almost $20 billion worth of a direct tax that would have been paid by banks to cover the Dodd-Frank Act was taken away, and it was actually pushed on taxpayers. So that was a huge concession that helped bankers, but really hurt taxpayers.
Brown also won a concession that allowed banks more wiggle room to take an ownership stake in hedge funds and private equity firms. Later, after Dodd-Frank was enacted, his staffers worked to weaken the interpretation of the law at the Federal Treasury.
So bankers love, and they should love this candidate, because he's actually delivered the goods, where Elizabeth Warren has made it very clear that bankers and their bad behavior is enemy number one.
It was exactly 2 years ago today that I stepped into the Rose Garden for the first time in my life and stood next to the president.
Last week at a campaign stop, Democrat Elizabeth Warren celebrated her role in the Dodd-Frank law that the Republican she wants to unseat helped make a reality. Long frustrated by credit disclosure forms that even her students at Harvard Law School couldn't understand, Warren proposed and pushed for an agency to protect consumers. With her testimony and lobbying on Capitol Hill, the Dodd-Frank law created what's now the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And she got it up and running. When Senate Republicans blocked her from leading it, she decided to run for the Senate, much to the chagrin of Wall Street bankers.
The biggest problem, I think, that anybody in finance has with Elizabeth Warren.
Larry McDonald is a Falmouth native who worked on Wall Street for years. He hosted a fundraiser for Scott Brown last month and says Warren used the financial crisis to advance her agenda.
Elizabeth Warren, and the 2 years that she spent at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, started with things that had nothing to do with the financial crisis, and I really think that annoys people on Wall Street.
Warren takes issue with that assertion. She points to the agency's work to simplify and clarify mortgage applications and its recent rulings against financial services firms.
Just a few weeks ago, that little agency discovered that one of the biggest credit card companies in the United States had been cheating its customers. It called them out for it, made them refund every penny they had taken, plus interest, and then made them pay hundreds of millions of dollars in fines. You know, that's a pretty good start for a little agency like that, yeah.
Wall Street has been backing her opponent in the Senate race. Finance professionals have given millions of dollars to Scott Brown's campaign. Larry McDonald says they don't like Elizabeth Warren's hardline stance, and they like that Scott Brown has worked with them before.
We need more people from the street helping the regulators, the academics, and the bureaucrats. And I believe that people like Scott Brown want to do a more efficient job in financial reform.
One example of deregulation that Scott Brown likes to give is crowdfunding. A new law he helped push through Congress lets more people invest in startup companies.
This is something that is a great opportunity to think outside the box and modernize and provide additional opportunities for investment and job creation.
Massachusetts voters will have a big say in defining the next round of federal regulation of financial markets. Dodd-Frank is not a done deal. BU finance professor Mark Williams says many of the rules outlined in it still have to be implemented and funded.
In one hand, you have Scott Brown, who is focusing specifically on free enterprise and deregulation of the financial markets. And on the other, you have the creator of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, focused specifically on giving a tight leash on the banks in the financial industry that actually helped create the worst recession since the Great Depression. The difference can't be any more stark than this.
Is government suffocating economic growth by tying down the financial industry too much? Or does it need to keep a closer eye to make sure there's not another financial crisis? That choice is something Massachusetts voters have the power to make. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.